You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. Elon Musk's political action committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It says 34 Wisconsin dams have failed since 2000. 28 of those 34 dams have failed since 2018. Only South Carolina does worse. The Policy Forum says it's a symptom of aging infrastructure and more rain due to climate change. Native American tribes in Wisconsin are bringing back growing and harvesting wild rice. Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in northern Wisconsin.
And I see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years. That smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
But tribes are concerned that climate change could threaten future crops. A man from Milwaukee is dead after getting shot at a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon. The man died after being rushed to the hospital. The person was arrested, but police let him go after they determined he was innocent. Milwaukee police say they're looking into how and why it happened. Meanwhile, city leaders are condemning the violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The stairway fire at Rochecree State Park was declared 100% contained by 1 p.m. on Friday. The park is again open to hiking, but the stairway and mound trail will remain closed. The stairway was damaged in the fire that started on Sunday, October 6th, around 3:30 p.m. Officials are still investigating the cause. No injuries have been reported. Two sex offenders will be released in Stevens Point tomorrow. Jeremy M. Smith and Michael R. Roten will be supervised by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, monitored by probation agents, and are subject to lifetime GPS monitoring. Smith was charged with second-degree sexual assault for attacking an adult female stranger in a gas station, among other charges including a 15-year-old girl. Roten's victims included sexual contact with a 13- and 14-year-old girl, among other charges. The average price of gasoline rose 3.7 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $3.03 today. This is 5.6 cents higher than a month ago, but over 20 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Iran's attack on Israel is responsible for the slight climb in prices at the pump. While Hurricane Milton has left a third of all stations in Florida without gas, the storm itself is not impacting prices. Oil prices are recently starting to fall again, so we could start to see a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.74 to $2.88 per gallon. Fall leaf and grass pickup for Stevens Point City residents will be the week of November 4th. You'll need to have grass and leaves bagged and left curbside by 7 a.m. on Monday, November 4th. There's a teen fall planting bulb bash tomorrow at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Garden. They'll be planting hardy bulbs for a spring harvest from 4 to 6. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group have announced the top four products moving on in the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The competition highlights the state's nearly $72 billion manufacturing industry and career opportunities available. The finalists include military medals and insignia from Metalcraft Mint Inc. of Green Bay, Jolly Good Soda from Career Foods of Random Lake, Revo from Vulture Systems of Menominee Falls, and X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor from John Deere of Horicon. The final round of voting to determine the coolest thing made in Wisconsin is going on now until October 17th. You can vote once per day per device until noon on Thursday. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission announced the winners of the 2024 WRASC Awards. Bob Galita with the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Baseball received the Lifetime Achievement Award. Paul Peckman with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings receives the MVP Award, and Rookie of the Year goes to Dave Kuntz with the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club. The WRASC Award celebration will be Thursday, November 7th from 6 to 9 at Bullseye Golf Club. Wisconsin motorists can support the Sandhill Crane and Endangered Whooping Crane with a new license plate from the Department of Transportation. The International Crane Foundation in Baraboo will receive a tax-deductible donation of $25 for each plate and subsequent annual registration. That funding will support two key projects: continued efforts to reintroduce the whooping crane and resolution of crop damage caused by sandhill cranes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
There were a lot of plays, though, that we line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it's not like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards, head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work and do a great job of leading for us. And, you know, he's not a guy that if his number wasn't called and it was the other way around, and he would be just as happy right now. And that's what's impressive about him. So we're going to continue to rely upon him just like the big guys. And if we can continue this, this team's going to seem to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is very close to controlling the universe. But for now, they're pushing a new talk show hosted by comedian John Mulaney. Variety reports that Netflix executives say they were impressed with Mulaney's interviews during the Netflix is a Joke comedy festival, where Mulroney hosted a segment called Everyone's in L.A. The comedian has also had multiple stand-up specials on the network. The new talker will drop once a week and possibly in early 2025. Fans of the show The Office, whether it's the British or American version, may or may not be excited to hear there is a new iteration of the mockumentary-style comedy headed to Peacock. It's not being called a spinoff, but they are incorporating elements of the previous shows. Variety reports that on the new show, the company that filmed the daily happenings at Dunder Mifflin are filming a new office in a dying daily newspaper. The show is currently being cast. Executive producers include Greg Daniels, who oversaw The American Office, and Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, who created the franchise. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor, but when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after 2 seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burroughs, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee, and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say, cacklin' good watch. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or two possible this afternoon into this evening. Our high near 50 tonight, clearing after midnight, frosty. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 49 by Wednesday. Sunny, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.